The best of today's country and the classic oldies you remember. We're True Country WKY, AM Stereo 790. There's over 40 years of America's best country here on True Country WKY, AM Stereo 790.
WWKY Louisville, where you gotta listen to talk. Good afternoon, I'm Stan Cook with the WKY Information Update at 12 o'clock. We begin with the latest from the Persian Gulf War. Armored units of Iraq's crack Republican Guard are moving south for what appears to be a confrontation with advancing Allied coalition forces. It is the first major sign of Iraqi resistance in the second day of the ground offensive to liberate Kuwait. The surprisingly swift Allied blitz has taken the coalition to the outskirts of Kuwait City. Kuwait's ambassador to Britain claims that sections of the capital have already been retaken. That has not been independently confirmed. The U.S. military command says more than 14,000 Iraqis have been taken prisoner. That is far more than expected, and Allied sources are being stretched to accommodate the prisoners. U.S. military sources say four Americans and four other Allied soldiers have been killed in the action in the first day of the ground war. The commander of U.S. forces in the Gulf says casualties are remarkably light. Another Iraqi Scud missile has been launched at Israel, but military officials say it landed in an unsettled area. A military spokesman says there are no injuries or damage. It was the 38th Iraqi Scud fired at Israel since January 18th. There's been a public protest to this weekend's military coup in Thailand. 14 students have been taken into police custody after a university campus demonstration that drew about 1,000 students. And the main index of Thailand's stock exchange registered a drop of 7%. The general who led the overthrow promises to set up a provisional government within a matter of days. On a historical note, the Warsaw Pact military coalition is crumbling. According to Hungarian state radio reports, foreign and defense ministers of the six Allied nations have agreed to end 35 years of military cooperation. The Soviet Union, Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Bulgaria, and Romania will continue to operate as a political alliance. However, there's already talk of doing away with even political ties. In Indiana, the former president of the National Organization for Women says Hoosiers need to put pressure on the governor and lawmakers to change the state's parental consent law for abortion. Eleanor Schmiel joined about 80 abortion rights advocates for a rally in Indianapolis Sunday. They are opposed to the state law requiring minors to have parental consent or court action before getting legal abortions. Union leaders are scheduled to begin labor negotiations today on behalf of some 9,000 state government workers in Indiana. The talks will be between the state and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Governor Evan Bayh issued an executive order last May that authorized the bargaining. In Philadelphia, the fire commissioner says the skyscraper fire that killed three firefighters need not have burned out of control for nearly 19 hours. The building has three sprinkler systems, but none on the eight of the nine floors that burned. The Honda Motor Company says it will unveil a new model Civic that gets some 65 miles per gallon on the highway. However, Honda says it does not expect the automobile to affect the company's overall fuel economy level because the car is not projected to account for big shares of Honda's total sales. It is a home buyer's market. Mortgage rates are down. Lots of homes are for sale and prices are low. So why are so few homes selling? Economists say would-be buyers are leery because of the recession. To attract buyers, an economist predicts prices will have to fall even lower, especially in the Northeast and West. Stocks are up, oil prices are down on world markets. The rebound is being directly tied to the initial success of the Allied counter-invasion of Iraq and occupied Kuwait. When we come back, we'll take a look at sports and we'll also update our weather forecast. That's all next. In sports, it was fourth-ranked Indiana knocking off Michigan 112-79. Fifth-ranked Syracuse defeated Pitt 89-68, and ninth-ranked Arizona defeated seventh-ranked Duke 103-96 in double overtime. 16th-ranked Oklahoma State down Colorado 79-67, and it was Georgia Tech defeating the Louisville Cardinals 82-69. The Cards are now 9-15 on the season. In golf, it was Ted Schultz of Louisville firing a 3-under par 68 Sunday to win the L.A. Open by one stroke. Coming up tonight in college basketball action, number one UNLV will be at New Mexico State. New Mexico ranked 11th in the nation. And tonight, it'll be 17th-ranked St. John's taking on Georgetown, and that game will be played at Madison Square Garden this evening. In the last AP poll, the Kentucky Wildcats are ranked 13th. Louisville weather, partly cloudy and cold this afternoon, a high about 36. Our low tonight should be right around 22, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold, a high near 40. And now, the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Expressed by the host on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this station. They ought to be. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, you people. Welcome to the award-winning, thrill-packed, ever-exciting, increasingly popular, growing by leaps and bounds, Rush Limbaugh program on the Excellence in Broadcasting Network. I, perhaps, am causing more envy and jealousy among people in this business out there than many before me. What happens when you're on top of the ladder and a bunch of old has-beens are asked what they think of you? At any rate, our phone number here, if you want to be part of the show today, is 800-282-2882. If I've got one, I have 50 letters from people on CompuServe and in the regular mail who say, Rush, I can't wait to hear your show today, to hear your analysis of all that has happened. And so we start, ladies and gentlemen, with the EIB Network's War Update Briefing. It's our theme song. As you know, the ground war actually began on Saturday. And I there's so many things that I really could say here. Things that I predicted and things that I told you to look out for. And among the first things I told you, ladies and gentlemen, was what would happen should all of this, not just the ground war, but the air war itself, begin. What did I say would happen? This. We are cleaning their clock, ladies and gentlemen. Sound of a clock ticking and a vacuum cleaner. That's our old abortion machine we have to put into some use here since we shelled out all that money for it. Anyway,
stay tuned for the Rush Limbaugh Show right after NBC News next on AM 790 WWKY Louisville, where you got to listen to talk.
NBC Radio News, I'm Barbara Porter.
Mr. Speaker, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh.
Queen Elizabeth became the first British monarch to address...